Today, I had a realization, one that shook me a bit too. It shook me. It shook me. Everything, it's not all about me. My life, my journey, my struggles, they are just pieces of a much bigger plan held in the hands of the master planner. So today, January 30th, I had an interview, and as I sat there, I couldn't help but reflect on how I even got into this moment. Back in December, I felt led to leave my previous job, and I thought maybe this is God pushing me to take a leap of faith. Maybe He's preparing me for something bigger, something greater. So I stepped out in faith, and honestly, it was easy at first. My sister was in London, and I stayed with her. I was fed well. I had no re real needs. Life was comfortable, and in my head, I told myself, by the time I get back to Glasgow, I will definitely have a job, a new job. But that didn't happen. I applied and applied and applied. Rejections kept coming, and I told myself I'm not going back to the previous job I left. But then, after another rejection, I felt a nudge, a quiet push to apply to another place. That same place I left, but just a different location. And I fought it. I didn't want to. It was too close to my school. What if my friends saw me? What if they thought, shouldn't he be doing something better with his life? But January came, and I lived the entire month by faith. No job, no steady income, just faith. And somehow God provided over and over. And then I finally gave in to that nudge. I applied. Got an interview just few days after I applied, walked in, sat down, and as we talked, the hiring manager shared something with me, something unexpected. She told me she got a Bible and a cross as a gift last year for Christmas, and now she was searching, wanting to believe in something. She brought it up because I casually mentioned that I wouldn't always be available on Sundays. And before I even said why, she asked, "Church, right?" I said, "Yes." Then she started telling me how she sometimes asks her carers to take her to church. And then she asked me what I believed, what I thought about faith. And right there in that moment, I understood. I had faced all those job rejections, all that uncertainty, not because I was forgotten, not because God wasn't listening, but because he was leading me to this moment because of her. And I sat there thinking, oh, foolish, selfish me, wanting everything to happen on my timeline, wanting everything to work out for me, thinking it was all about me, and just me. But it never was. It was never just about me. It was about something bigger. And maybe that's true for you too, maybe where you are right now. What you're going through, it's not just for you. Maybe there's someone somewhere who needs you to go through this, to take these steps, to show up exactly where you are. Your why is not just about you. You are where you are, not just for yourself, but because you are part of a master plan. So wake up, dust yourself up, and keep pushing, because life is bigger than you. Life is bigger than me. And maybe, just maybe, that's the most beautiful part of it all, maybe, just maybe. Life is really beautiful. Thank you.